TypeScript 4.6. My most memorable lie. 1. Andrew.
Well, one lie I can remember from when I was younger was when, with a friend in the basement of my house, we were playing pool because we had a pool table down there and decided to smoke our first cigarettes, these fantastic gold-filtered cigarettes, I remember, quite expensive. And halfway through the second or third cigarette, my dad came home, who was very anti-smoking, and we stubbed out our cigarettes and pushed them through a kind of grate underneath the window. And he found them about a day later, and he asked me if these, you know, if I knew what these cigarette stubs were all about, if I'd been smoking. And I completely denied all knowledge of these cigarettes, and in fact, pool and the basement and everything else.
2. Paul.
I have one memory of regularly lying as a child, and ironically, it was to a priest, which sounds a bit alarming, but I was brought up Catholic, and from the age of 7, you had to go to confession every week and confess your sins. And when you're that age, first of all, you're not quite sure what a proper sin is. And also, you just can't remember, and every week you had to go in and tell the priest some sins that you'd committed. So, of course, it's quite common that what you end up doing is actually making things up. You say, I swore and I stole some biscuits from the pantry in the kitchen. And bizarrely, what you end up doing is lying to the priest so that you've got something to say in your confession.
3. Carolyn.
I can think of a time recently when I had to tell a white lie, which was basically when a friend of mine got married. They actually got married in America because his wife's American, so I didn't go to the wedding, but they were showing me the photos. And basically she looked absolutely awful. She had a really horrible dress on that really did nothing for her figure and didn't suit her at all, and just looked much older than she really is and quite frumpy. But so obviously you can't say that when you see someone's wedding pictures. So I said, that's really pretty, you look really lovely. Felt really horrible as a result.
4. Kiki.
One lie I can remember telling was when I lost a necklace that my grandmother had made for me, especially it had a K on it. And I know where I lost it. I lost it at a party because I was having a very good time and wasn't taking care of it. And I lied and told her it had been stolen in a robbery we had at our house. And to this day, I've never told her what happened to it. But sometimes when she mentions things like, oh, I should get you another one, it comes back to me.
5. Sean.
The first lie I can really remember was when I was at school. I must have been about 5 or 6 years old. And I was in the playground, and I was just about to get into a fight. And the only way I could think of defending myself was to say, you can't hit me, I go to judo lessons. And I don't know where it came from, I'd never done judo in my life. And I wasn't even sure what judo was, but people left me alone because I thought I did judo. But then people started taking an interest. They asked me where I went and when the lessons were, how much they cost. And eventually somebody's mother rang my mother to get details of these judo lessons, which was when I had to admit that it was all a lie. And it was a bit embarrassing, really.
6. Kate.
I do remember possibly the first time I told a lie as a child, because it had some rather unpleasant consequences. This happened when I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I had been playing with the dressing up box that we had in our children's playroom, which was an enormous box full of wonderful clothes, and you could be a princess, you could be a soldier, you could be whatever you found in the dressing up box. And I was playing with our pet cat, and I put him in the box and I left him there, and I shut the lid. for hours and hours and hours, and I was 4 or 5, I forgot about him. And I went off and did something else and didn't think any more of it. And when my mother asked after the cat, struck with horror, I lied and said that I hadn't seen him and I hadn't played with him. And I probably said, and I didn't put him in the dressing up box, because my mother went and found him. And I do remember telling this lie because I was spanked for it.